Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Houston Astros and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Aaron Pointer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. And now, play ball. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pointer. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Buchek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Davis scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shannon. Staub reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pointer hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. Justy takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a pop-up towards short. Lilis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pointer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shannon. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Pointer goes all the way around to score. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 5-0, Astros. Ron Pitch now pitching. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Ron Pitch. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is hit by the pitch. Maxville moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxville moves to third. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxville scores. Brock moves to second. It's 5-1, Astros. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Justy strikes out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carol Sembra now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spezio moves to third. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Joe Horner. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. Maxville moves to second. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Spezio scores. Maxville moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Astros. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Woods-Hick now pitching. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Lou Brock now playing left field. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pointer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCarver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing third base. Julian Javier now playing second base. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Brand pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand bunts towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.